All right, guys, here we are, day number 5. That's right, day number 5. Praying for you guys, praying for our church, praying for our community. And listen, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It's such an incredibly encouraging verse. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy." I think that's interesting. I think sometimes we come to God and we think we get other things, right? But it says we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And I think it's important to go and to have this mentality when we're praying. We can't let fear or shame, let's say, keep us at a distance from God. That was taken care of on the cross. But what Hebrews 4 verse 16 gives us is this confidence that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Not when we've got it all together, but especially when we don't have it all together. Boldness actually means like stepping out in faith, speaking honestly, transparently, and coming expecting that we're actually going to get help. I don't have to like come to God like, "I don't want to bother you. I don't want to upset you. I don't want to make you mad." I think sometimes we relate to God like we would relate to our parents and we hold things back. But what the scriptures say here is like, what are you doing? You're my child. Come to me. And because you have access, you can come boldly and confidently. So knowing that we can come to God boldly with our prayers, with our concerns, with our worries, with our doubts, with our, "Hey, where are you? Help me, Lord, in this situation." It's important to remember that grace isn't there to get forgiveness. In other words, grace is actually there to empower us, to strengthen us, and to equip us for what's ahead. It's this grace, it's this unmerited favor or strength or wisdom or insight. That's what we're going to God for. Absolutely, we go to God for forgiveness and we should come boldly, right? But remember what grace is. Grace is this power to sustain us in times of trouble. I think sometimes we have a habit of going to other places to get wisdom, insight, strength, empowerment, and we're filled up with that. And now that we're filled up with it, we almost have this reaction like, "Well, I don't have to go to God now. I got what I needed." But that's the whole idea. What God is saying here in the scriptures is, no, come to me. Once you get it from me, one, it's going to be the best. And two, everything else is going to pale in comparison. So the challenge becomes, why don't we go to God? It's not that we don't go to others, because it's not like others can't help us. Of course they can. But others helping us void of God, we're never going to have his best. So it's not that we're saying don't go to other people for help or insight or wisdom, of course, but don't use that as a substitute for coming confidently and boldly to the grace and to the throne or to the altar, like the scripture says, to obtain power and wisdom and insight and strength for what the day has. We have to remember we can't leave God out. I just think it's easier because people are tangible and we can talk to them and we're used to them and they love us and we love them, but then we leave God out of the equation. So we have to be careful and don't ever let anything prevent you from coming to God to ask for those things. Okay, so today, this is what I want you to do. Don't sit back. Come boldly to God with everything you have. Push past all of the hesitation. Go straight to him where we get his mercy and grace, strength, and you're going to walk in victory. One, victory knowing God's on my side and I can come boldly to him with anything, meaning transparently, I'm not insecure about it, and I'm going to have victory and the strength in whatever I face because he's with me and I can go to him with whatever, whenever I want. I love you guys. Day 5. Let's go.